All right, let's get to a group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Bailey says, first off, love your show. I've been a faithful listener since high school.
Wow.
I've got to ask y'all something, though. Maybe to your listeners, I'm a newlywed, and I'll admit it was kind of a whirlwind romance.
Mm-hmm.
We met, got married in less than 6 months.
Hey there.
Things have been great so far, but now I'm starting to question something and could really use a different take. My husband recently sent flowers to a female coworker. Apparently, she's been having a tough time. Like, her fiance broke off their engagement just a few months before their wedding, stuff like that. My husband's a really sweet guy, the kind that loves to make people feel better, but in my opinion, this kind of crossed a line.
Okay.
And I only found out because I came across a thank you note from her tucked in his lunchbox, which, by the way, seems like a weird place for it to end up. Why are you keeping it? When I asked him about it, he said it was just a kind gesture and that I'm being ridiculous and insecure. And we ended up arguing so much about it that he actually slept on the couch last night.
Oh, wow.
So here's why I'm torn. I want to keep an open mind, but I also feel like sending flowers to another woman, especially when you are married, is just inappropriate, no matter what the circumstances are. Am I being too sensitive? Or do most people agree that this is a boundary you don't cross in a marriage?
So I think the mistake was he didn't give her the heads up.
Yes.
Beforehand.
Yes.
That's hindsight. We can't go back and change that now.
Yes.
But he should have, hey, this coworker of mine is going
through.
Hey, Barb. Barb was all set to go through the wedding.
She was
excited. Then that
man
jerk,
of her dreams.
That jerk, Jerry.
Jerry.
Decided.
Barb and Jerry.
They were the perfect couple. Everyone loved them. She talked about Jerry all the time. She had a little framed picture of when he proposed over by Clifty Falls there.
But she smashed it. She's really upset. It was awkward for everybody in the office.
Yeah, she threw it away when she found out that he cheated on her with some other wench.
Big jerk. And I just wanted to make her feel better. So I'm going to give her some flowers, okay?
Yeah.
He didn't say any of that.
None of that.
And then kept the card in his lunchbox. Like, why
I don't
are
know
we
if
keeping
I'm,
that? Why are we keeping that?
I mean, I don't know if I'm necessarily red flagging that. Just because if she gives it to me, and I'm like, ah, thanks. And maybe I had my little lunch little
bag
there. Put
it in
the
desk drawer or something.
I just toss it in there. Which makes me think that he didn't care that is... That his wife sees it. So, unless he's just dumb.
Again, you give your wife a heads up if you're going to buy someone else flowers, I think.
Right.
If you're going to buy another woman anything, you're giving her a heads up about it.
Yeah, you probably should. All right, 502-795-1997. When have you been in this situation and what happened? What's the story? How'd you get through it? Are you going to give her reason to be worried?
I don't think we break up our six-month marriage over it, but he needs to understand, okay, next time, if you're going to buy a woman something, I'm going to need a heads up. Just explain it beforehand, and then I won't be suspicious and feel weird about it.
Yeah. I mean, granted, she doesn't know a lot about him yet, because she got
married in six months.
Yes, exactly.
So maybe they just haven't laid out the ground rules yet of that kind of stuff, and now this is an opportunity to do so.
Yep. All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. Let's take some of your stories on the way. So we got a message from a listener, Bailey, on 99.7 DJX. And she just found out her husband sent flowers to another woman. And
didn't give her a heads up about it.
Yeah, no heads up. And then when she saw the thank you little note to him in his lunchbox, asked him about it. That's how she even found out. He was like, don't be defensive. That's ridiculous.
You're being insecure and paranoid,
which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's not a good way to validate your new wife's feelings.
Yeah, and that's another point. They had a whirlwind relationship, met, got married within 6 months, and so kind of a newlywed, and maybe they're still feeling each other out. A lot of people are not necessarily red flagging the note. Not even red flagging so much the flowers, although that does have red flags.
But the lack of a heads up.
The lack of heads up and the way he reacted instead of like apologetic, like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, like blah, 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 blah. Like a little gaslighting there.
Yes. So Tish says, so he cared more about cheering up Barb. We named the coworker Barb.
Barb and Jerry.
Barb and Jerry. So he cared more about cheering up Barb than how his wife is going to feel and then doesn't take responsibility for it. That's my first reaction. Maybe innocent, but if it was, then he should have just been apologetic and not defensive. Also, flowers take effort. So I feel like his wife should have already been aware of this woman and the hard time she was having if they're close enough for him to send flowers. Also, a really good point. Like, wouldn't he be coming home and saying, oh my gosh,
man,
I really feel bad.
I feel bad for this coworker.
Barb, she's going through this really thing. It's like, oh, I just feel awful.
Yeah, you think we should, like, get her flowers or something?
Yes.
And then she goes, yeah, that'd be sweet.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, it could be from both of us.
This feels a little bit like it's, who's Barb? And why is he buying her flowers? Like, is she just finding out?
Yeah,
about this coworker, the fact that he bought her flowers, that could be worse.
Because he probably knows Barb longer than Bailey.
Maybe.
Oh, Britt.
Again, don't know.
Britt says, I thought Bailey said she wanted to be anonymous. Did I make a mistake?
Hang on. I'll go back looking.
Did I make a mistake?
No, she didn't say that.
All right.
No, she's maybe, good. We're good. No, she's good.
I think maybe
Britt,
I...
don't give us that kind of scare.
I think maybe I said that because I just assumed.
Maybe, no.
But then I saw that there was no...
Read it again. No. She didn't say anything in there like, keep me anonymous because I don't want anyone to know it's me.
So we're just...
We're just assuming that her husband doesn't listen
and everything's fine. Everything's fine. But Allie, if your name is Barb...
Right.
And you just had a breakup with Jerry, your fiance, and then all of a sudden your coworker rolls in with flowers. This is about you.
That is a spectacular coincidence because we legit just made that up. Allie says, I think sending flowers to another woman for grief or loss is one thing, but sending flowers to a woman whose fiance cheated on her maybe wasn't the right message.
Yeah.
Because you've just done a potentially romantic gesture to a woman who needs to see good in a man, and she could take it wrong.
Mm.
That's also a valid
take. That is valid. Okay.
So again, we revisit the conversation and just be like, hey, listen, I'm not accusing you of anything. Just know that I want a heads up next time if you're going to do something like that for another woman.
This isn't an offense that it's like, hey, you're done.
Right.
This is a great learning moment.
Because lay the groundwork.
You're young in the relationship. You're learning each other. Yes, lay the groundwork. These are the expectations.
Yes. I think it's really sweet. I just want you to tell me about that stuff first.
Yeah. And so when he comes home in 6 months, he goes, ah, honey, I spilled some coffee on my pants and Barb helped me.
I've been comforting Barb for 6 months.
take them off.
Then
we can red flag it and move on.
This is a part where you guys are learning how to navigate this kind of thing and just say, all right, well, just give me a heads up next time. I think it's sweet. I just want to be a part of those kind of decisions, or at least give me a heads up and let me know you're going to do that. So I'm not blindsided, and then it feels fishy if it's not.
All right, Barb. Not Barb. All right, Bailey. Good luck. I guess good luck to Barb, too.
She sounds hideous.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Keep us posted on what happens. That is Group Therapy. Coming up.